Zach checking in with this instant reaction episode as Jackson Holliday is reportedly promoted to the major leagues. Jeff Passan, ESPN, was the first to report the news on Tuesday night that the Orioles are planning to call up Holliday from AAA Norfolk. Rock Abato at Masson has also confirmed the news. There are still a lot of particulars we don't know, but one thing for certain is that Holliday's well-deserved promotion to the major leagues is coming at an important time for this Orioles team. Going back to spring training, it felt like Holliday really couldn't have done a whole lot more to have shown that he was major league ready. Looked decent at second base, was hitting well at the plate. Despite that, though, Mike Elias and the Orioles deciding to send Holliday back to AAA to begin the season. One of the reasons cited at the time was his general lack of experience, as well as his lack of experience against left-handed pitching. Now, we can spend the rest of the season picking apart that statement, trying to figure out what was meant by that, what the Orioles were planning to do this whole time. There's two things, though, that I will say, which is that I don't think Mike Elias is reactionary. So I don't think that the Orioles sort of ups and downs at the plate have made this move happen any faster than it otherwise would have. If they were planning to keep Holliday down in Norfolk for 2 months when they sent him down, they're not going to reverse course just because of a shaky week or weekend at the plate. The other thing is that Holliday, this is a much-deserved promotion, and I think that if you look at how things have played out over the first couple weeks of the season, it's clear that he is going to be their best option at second base most nights. And let's start with the offense. After a season where he hit .323 with a .941 OPS across four levels in the minor leagues, including AAA, Holliday got off to an excellent start this season. With his performance against Scranton Wilkes-Barre on Tuesday night included, Holliday went 14-for-42 across 10 games to start the season at Norfolk. That gave him a .333 average to go along with a .1077 OPS, and the most impressive thing to me, 12 walks to 8 strikeouts. And while I don't expect those walk-to-strikeout numbers to sustain themselves over Holliday's first full season in the majors, and honestly, that might be one of the last things to really kick in for him, he's going to come up and succeed. The other thing is that the Orioles have shown in the past that they can find ways to win games while their younger guys struggle. The Orioles pretty much got better right away when Adley Rutschman was called up in 2022, despite the fact that he struggled at the plate for the first month of the season. Gunnar Henderson struggled over the first 2 months of last season, yet by the end of May, we knew the Orioles were going to be competing for a playoff spot. And then Henderson obviously heated up. He won Rookie of the Year in the year before that. Adley heated up, ended up finishing runner-up in Rookie of the Year, and was in the conversation by the end of the 2022 season as being one of the best catchers in baseball. And Holliday, I think, now is going to come up and have the opportunity to show that he can take a team that is expected to win, expected to go deep in October, and make it a little bit better. Of course, the timing is good for the Orioles because Holliday being promoted now means that if he does win American League Rookie of the Year, the Orioles would pick up that extra draft pick. And we're barely into the season, so there really is no Rookie of the Year race to speak of. But I don't think the fact that Holliday was not up for the first 2 weeks of the season is going to hold him back. If he goes out and he outperforms the rest of this rookie class, or he stands out among the best players in that group, that's not going to be held against him. He'll have a fair shot to win the award. And for the second straight year, the Orioles will have one of their players win Rookie of the Year, and they will reap the benefit of a draft pick to go with that. Now, let's look ahead a little bit here for how Holliday is likely to be used in the major leagues. All signs point to him getting most of his playing time at second base. He's been playing second base at Norfolk. He played second base in spring training, and the Orioles are going with Gunnar Henderson at shortstop most nights right now, and so far that move is paying off for them. So you're going to form a pretty dynamic double play combination between Holliday and Henderson. And we've been getting a lot of questions, really going back to spring training, about Holliday's defense at second base. And what I would say right now to put anybody's mind at ease, is that the bare minimum, Holiday is not going to be a liability at second base. Do I expect him to be perfect night in and night out? No, but I don't think he's going to be a liability. I think he's going to have exceptional range for the position, which he showed in one play in Tuesday night's game against Scranton Wilkes-Barre by going up the middle for a ground ball and making an excellent play. And the other thing is, he's just a very fundamentally sound baseball player. He knows he's got a good internal clock. He has good instincts on the field. He knows how to get to a ball. He has good instincts about when to throw and when to not throw a ball, which is not something you see with a lot of infielders from at his age. I remember when Gunnar was first coming up through the minor leagues, sometimes I thought Gunnar had a habit of making throws that he shouldn't make simply because he believed he could do it. He knew he had the best arm of any infielder, so he's going to try to get a guy out on a bang-bang play when there is no play to make, and sometimes you force yourself into making a mistake by doing that. You don't really see Holiday do that. He's just so advanced for his age on both sides of the ball that I don't think that being called up into a situation where he's expected to help this team win right away is going to phase him. And I think that the Orioles have shown in the last couple of years that they know how to ease players in. And I know sometimes it doesn't come in a way it's always popular with the fans, because it probably means you're going to see Holiday platooning a lot early on. He's not going to face lefties. And we're going to have the debates about why Brendan Hyde doesn't play him against lefties. But if you can ease him in to any extent possible, you should do it, because that's what the Orioles did with Gunnar Henderson last year, hitting him low in the order a lot, not always putting him out there against lefties. And while it felt slow at the time, for his development, you can't look back on it now and not feel like it didn't pay off. So I expect Holiday to be handled in a very similar way. The other thing is that you kind of look at the broader implications of Holiday coming up now. It is easier to start looking ahead to the schedule and trying to figure out, okay, if Kobe Mayo continues to mash AAA pitching, when is he going to get the call up? When is Connor Norby, who has nothing left to prove at AAA, going to get a call up? I think Kerstad and Stowers are in a different camp because they've been to the major leagues before, but we know that the Orioles don't want to have to ease in two or three players at once. If Holiday comes up and is able to get his feet wet, and they feel like he's comfortable out there most nights, then we can start to look and see, okay, Ramon Urias still isn't hitting. Kobe Mayo, you know, it's mid-May and he's already got a dozen home runs, which doesn't seem unrealistic at this point. We'll bring him up. Jordan Westberg, scuffling a little bit. I don't expect that to last all year. But if it does and Connor Norby keeps hitting, maybe there's a move there. But without getting too far ahead of ourselves, I think that this is a significant decision for a lot of reasons. We're about to see the number one prospect in baseball arrive in the major leagues, arrive with a team that is at what we hope is the beginning of a very long contention window where they are expected to win right now, and not just win, but go deep into the playoffs. And Holiday has a chance to be a part of that here in his rookie season. So this is not the only bonus coverage that you're going to get tonight and tomorrow morning, because I do have the daily coming for you. I'm going to look back at what was a pretty good Tuesday night of minor league action, but there's a lot to get to in that. And obviously this Holiday story is a big one. So I wanted to make sure that that got ample coverage here as best we could on the spur of the moment Tuesday night, where Bob and Nick were not available to report. Of course, I look forward to breaking this down with them next week, along with any other stories that come out of Birdland between now and next Monday night. In the meantime, the three of us will be here throughout the week with bonus daily coverage of the minor leagues, and go Orioles.